This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
What you have before you are a list of cuts that we should not make. They're not in our state's best interest.
Governor John Bel Edwards presented his proposed budget for the next fiscal year yesterday, reducing state spending by $994 million.
This is what falling off the cliff looks like.
The governor used much of his time before the Joint Budget Committee urging them to agree on a plan to fix the revenue drop-off with a special session next month. Not everyone was buying in, however. Slidell Senator Sharon Hewitt, whose name is on the list of potential Republican gubernatorial candidates in 2019, challenged Edwards.
The options that you tend to go to are those that have to do with revenue. So let's talk about the things that you've done to look at expenses.
Senator, I have cut over $600 million state general fund in the 2 years I've been governor.
I do not believe the $600 million number is real because I'm having a hard time reproducing those numbers.
I can explain it to you. I can't understand it for you. And I'm not trying to be ugly about that.
Senator Hewitt said she found that offensive. Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry had questions about the fixes Edwards has proposed.
Do we have any fiscal notes that will show that it raises the $994 million?
All of those bills were submitted last year, and fiscal notes were generated last year. Not that they'll be the same, but they're going to be close enough.
There are no bills now filed to fix the cliff. No bills, no legislative fiscal notes. Still, Henry pressed.
If you give us those specific fiscal notes, I think we'll get a lot further along the way.
Well, the fiscal office works for you. Doesn't work for me.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.